Hello and welcome to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with relevant news, recent developments, and must-have information about what's happening inside the Mat-Su School District, moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Good morning. This is Jillian Morrissey with the Mat-Su Borough School District. I'm the Public Information Officer, and I'm going to be facilitating this conversation today. I have two really special guests in the studio with me today from our Federal Programs Department who are here to help me kick off the celebration of Native Heritage Month. November is Alaska Native and American Indian Heritage Month, and so there are some really great events coming up. But we also want to talk about some of our programs. So I have Aisha Twitchell here in the studio with me and Barb Bodner. And I was hoping that you two could tell me a little bit about yourselves and a little bit about what you do for the district. And Barb, why don't we start with you?
Good morning. Well, I'm a teacher in the school district. And so I have been teaching for a while. Right now, I am the Alaska Native American Indian Education Program Coordinator.
Excellent.
Good morning. This is a new position that they just created recently. I'm a parent partnership coordinator for both migrant education and Indian education.
Interesting. So tell me a bit about that. What are the partnerships that we have?
Well, I do a lot of community outreach and parent partnership, and some of the partnerships we currently have and are building upon with our local tribes, Kinnick Tribe, Chickaloon, Eklutna, the Mat-Su College, UAA, ANSEP, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Mat Valley Credit Union, and Donlin Gold. We also partner with our other federal programs departments and we leverage and blend funds to help as many students as we can.
Oh, that's excellent. So I was sitting down and looking at some of our demographics and just realizing that it looks we have about 15% of our student population that identifies as Alaska Native American Indian. I think that's growing. And I was wondering if you two could tell me a little bit about how we serve those students and what we do for the students in our district that identify as Alaska Native.
Sure. Well, basically, you're right. We have about 1,500 students in our school district currently that are certified under our Alaska Native American Indian program. But we have over 3,000 students who self-identify as either Alaska Native or American Indian.
That is so interesting. Can you tell me the difference between those two things?
So Title VI is the Indian Education Act funding. It's the program within federal programs that serves these particular students. And it is based on treaty law, basically a government-to-government relationship between Indian people and the United States government. And one of the misunderstandings that people have about Alaska Natives and American Indians is that they get free stuff. And basically, this originates back to treaty law when the lands were taken away from the Indian people.
Mm-hmm.
And they established a treaty with the government that for as long as there were descendants on the land, they would receive health care and education. So based on that, Title Six, which has changed names a bit over the years, but it is the funding that pays for services to help close that achievement gap for American Indian and Alaska Native students. And the tricky part about that is, although anyone can identify as Alaska Native or American Indian, the services have to be directed toward folks who can certify, and I'll let Aisha talk a little bit about that.
Great.
So it's a one-page paper, fairly simple. You just have to know how to fill it out, and that's where I come in. I teach people how to fill them out, and I go around to the schools and, speak with admin staff and reach out that way. And we also need a tribal ID or a certificate of Indian blood. And it either needs to be from the child's parent, or the child's grandparent.
Is that tribal ID usually given at birth, like with a birth certificate? Is that how?
No.
Okay.
So they have to enroll in one of the federally recognized tribes.
Okay. Excellent. So do we have some students that don't have that certification? And so part of your role is to help make sure that they have access to those services by then getting that certification?
Yes. I will reach out and contact families and parents or schools to work on getting them certified.
Oh, that's really interesting. That's great. And then that's how we connect our students to the services, so they have access to programs.
Yes, but just so we've been, just to be clear on this, is that we serve all of the Alaska Native American Indian students. We don't.
Excellent.
Just because somebody doesn't have their tribal ID and can't prove it, our program serves all the students. The certified students is how our funding is based.
Oh,
we're only able
difference.
To okay. count the ones that we can certify. So the more families and kids that we can certify, the stronger our program can be in terms of funding.
Thanks for that clarification. That's really interesting. That's really good to know. So that's the difference of the 1,500 as opposed to 3,000 students.
Correct. So we're trying to help over 3,000 students.
That's incredible.
In the district with whatever needs they might have. And, you know, obviously that's a pretty big group.
So let's talk about some of the programs that are under with the work that you guys do. So let's start with, I know that there's been a really big push with ANSEP in our district recently. And so I was wondering, would you like to talk about that, Aisha?
Yes. So ANSEP is the acronym for Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an early college program housed within Career Tech High School, and it currently has 66 students.
Excellent. And so ANSEP is a larger program based out of Anchorage, correct? And okay. And so young people come from all over Alaska to participate in that program. Does our program only serve MATSU students?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Our ANSEP program is housed within Career Tech. There are MATSU high school students. It's the only program of its kind in the state of Alaska. And ANSEP does a number of outreach programs through the summer. They have a computer build where a requirement of the kids building coming in for a couple weeks and living at the university. And that is to build this computer, but that they must maintain a grade point average to a higher grade point average. The idea is that we know that if students reach a higher level of math early on, that they will be on a college track to be more successful. And so our program within that Aisha was talking about within the school district is targeting younger students so that we can start to see.
Oh, okay.
That growth there. And really, we are looking at underrepresented students in the district in terms of academics.
Excellent. This is Jillian Morrissey, the public information officer with the MATSU Borough School District. And I'm here with two of our folks that work with our federal programs for the Alaska Native American Indian Education Program. We're talking about some of the programs that our federal programs helps facilitate and minister for our students here.
So, Jillian, in addition to ANSEP, which is just one portion of the programs, and basically the ANAI, as we shorten it to acronyms, education program, is meant to support students with academics. And so we do that in a number of ways. We have funding to provide dedicated, what we call IEA staff, because of the Indian Education Act funding. And we have them in all the major high schools, either teach, and these are teachers teaching core content, core content classes.
So you mean math, literacy, so math, sciences. Okay.
Exactly, yes. Okay. And so we have teachers at the high schools. And then in addition to that, we have before and after school programs, both at the elementary and middle school, high school level. And we have tutoring services available as well, so that students that are needing extra support outside of the school day, we have a program where they can get support through that.
Oh, that's wonderful. I mean, that one-on-one time to be able to catch up on things if they're struggling in classes, that's wonderful.
And the wonderful thing about our IEA classes is that we cap them anywhere between 15 and 20 students.
Oh, my goodness.
So that the students have an opportunity to be have a lot more one-on-one time with their teacher. And
that may make all the difference for those students. Yeah.
Yes. And we can't forget about our wonderful preschool program as well.
Oh, tell me more about that.
So we have a lot of the funding is split up between all of the preschools in our school district, or many of them. And we have one at Swanson Elementary that's taught by an amazing teacher. And so I didn't want to forget about our wonderful preschool.
And is that whole classroom, is it dedicated for Alaska Native American Indian students, or?
Half of it.
Oh, okay.
So it's half of the students are migrant education and half are Indian education.
Oh, wow. That's so great. I know I've heard, preschool is just something that our district wants even more of. And it's just the opportunity that young people have to have that early start. We know that how much it makes a difference. It's great to have those programs. I want to talk about another program. This is one I hear a lot about and get a lot of excitement about, and it's NYO, and that's Native Youth Olympics. And I was wondering if one of you wanted to tell me more about that and how that program runs in our district.
It's becoming more popular. So we have district-wide participation, and it's certainly growing in the Valley. The spirit of NYO is cooperation. And this is going to be starting up in January for junior NYO and March for senior NYO. And most schools will be offering this. Last year, we had 575 students participate in NYO and about 50% of the schools.
Is the junior NYO for middle school and senior NYO for?
No, senior NYO is middle school through high school, and junior NYO is
elementary.
First through fifth.
Actually, there's a little bit of an overlap. I believe it goes up through sixth grade, but in our school district, our middle schoolers participate generally in the senior NYO. And what Aisha was saying about our program that has grown, I believe, if I think back about 7 or 8 years ago, we only had two elementary teachers, and it was actually through them that the program has grown so much, their enthusiasm and teaching the NYO games through their PE classes and getting the little kids fired up about it. And now, I don't know the exact number of elementary schools that maybe Aisha does, but the program has grown so much that they've actually considered putting the statewide meet out here because
we
normally meet at Begich Middle School for the junior NYO, and we're bringing so many. We're probably bringing about half the teams to that meet. So.
Matsu is representing.
It is, and the... You know, it is one of those things that when people talk about culture, you know, sometimes they're like, well, how can I honor the culture this month? And, you know, you don't have to. Culture is the way of life of the people. And NYO, the beauty of it is that it is, if you go to a meet, you see all the athletes helping each other. You see older students coaching the younger ones. Even though they are trying for their personal best, it's not about me beating you out and being the top dog. Yes, that's a wonderful honor to, you know, best your record from last year and go just a little bit farther or jump a little bit higher. But The spirit of NYO is probably one of the best examples of culture, of living the culture. And you see everyone involved. It isn't just Native students in our district doing this. Mm. This is everyone. And they are seeing what it's like to have that cooperation and that sense of community.
I appreciate that way of life. We do have some celebrations that are happening in the MATSU this month. And I know there's one coming up, and I believe it's next week. And did you want to talk about that?
Yes, it is being put on by the MATSU College's Alaska Native Cultures Club. And that's the third annual Hey Nictu Festival. And that will be at the Glen Massey Theater November 7th from 11 to 4:30 p.m. And it's a Tuesday.
Excellent. And what's this is a celebration. I believe the word is Hey Nictu?
Yes.
That means it's winter is coming.
The celebration of the coming of winter.
Winter. Okay, sorry, that was a Game of Thrones reference, I think. there's going to be craft bazaar and workshops and oral presentations. What else is going to be at the?
There's going to be performers Native dancing, and there's going to be a potluck.
And is it open to the public?
It is open to the public. Anyone could come.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, that's great. What are some of the, are there any other programs or educational opportunities that I've missed talking about today?
Well, we have, I'm talking to Aisha here, but we have cultural presenters, and Aisha works with that program. I'll let her talk about that.
Oh, yes. We have cultural instructors that could go into the schools and teach a little bit about, you know, culture, traditions, crafts, oral stories, history. And that is amazing. That is a lot of fun.
So how do teachers can request that to have a presenter come?
Yes.
Okay.
They either contact our department, or we have a Google Doc survey that they could fill out, and I received that and set them up with someone who could come into the classroom.
Okay.
And that's available year-round, although we tend to get most of our requests this month, as it's Native Heritage Month.
The reminder is out there.
Exactly. And the fourth graders are concentrating. You know, in fourth grade, they're focused on Alaska history. And then it's usually in the high school, when the students are about sophomores and they take Alaska history, that we tend to see most of the use of our cultural presenters requested through that. But they're available across the curriculum to supplement anyone's classroom, to bring maybe a Native elder in and talk about something from their perspective and the way things used to be.
Oh, what a cool experience for students to have that different perspective in the classroom. I want to just, how do people that want to reach out to your programs contact you? How do they find you, so that if a listener is listening or a parent hears this and says, oh, these are things that I want to be a part of or I want to be connected to, how do they find you two and either get services or get presenters or whatever it may be?
So there's a few different avenues they could go down. One is through our website.
Okay.
All of our contact information is on the website, matsuk12.us. And under departments, you choose federal programs and ANAI program.
Excellent. Okay.
And you could also call us. Our contact number is 746-9239. Anyone who answers the phone will know where to direct you.
So is there anything I missed about your programs that you want to talk about today? No?
I think that one of the things that we like to focus on is that we are working to help students with their core academics, but we're also trying to develop a strong community around traditions. And so we have a kind of a blended kind of, Aisha and I work together with a lot of the other programs. We actually, when you look at your, when you talked about the contact information, when you go to federal programs, there's many federally funded programs. And as you know, funding is getting tighter. Mm-hmm. So as a department, one of the things that we're doing is trying to blend and support students wherever we can. For instance, a lot of our students, in fact, a big portion of our students also qualify for migrant education. And so if we have a dual funding opportunity that we can partner with something so that we can support the students in a stronger effort, then we've been trying to do that too.
Oh, that's great. I know this is a time where we do have to collaborate and pool our resources in order to get the services that students need to succeed. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you both. This is Jillian Morrissey, the Public Information Officer with the Matsubara School District, and I was here with two really special guests, and we were celebrating Alaska Native American Indian Heritage Month, and I just want to thank you both for the work that you do and for coming into the studio today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with information about what's happening in the Mat-Su schools, moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.